We love our pets, and even if our love is unlimited, the space in our homes and the dollars for pet food and supplies are limited. So we get our animals fixed. Not like they were broken, but now they can't make new dogs and cats. The organization called SNP made the practice its name. SNP is an acronym for Spay and Neuter Your Pet. Since its founding, SNP has made it possible for people to get low-cost spaying and neutering for pets in the clinics of local veterinarians in the Rogue Valley. Now SNP is preparing to open its own clinic. We have two guests, Sally Mackler, the longtime SNP director. Thanks for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
And Mike Maynard is a veterinarian who is going to be doing the work at the new clinic. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sally, let's start with you. Give us a bit of a history on SNP.
Well, we began about 22 years ago, as you said, and are ever so grateful to the veterinary community who has supported our programs diligently over the years. What has happened in the last couple of years is the increased need has pretty much just outstripped the supply, and the veterinary offices have become burdened. We decided we need to go to a new paradigm and open our own veterinary hospital, which would allow us to do only spay and neuter surgeries and increase our ability to move from about 3,000 surgeries a year to about 5,000 surgeries a year. The need is huge, and it is breeding season now, and we're happy to be up and running and very happy to have Mike working with us, who is specializing in what is called high-quality, high-volume spay-neuter.
So let's talk about what you've been doing until now. So just to break it down a little further, you've been providing some sort of voucher to people, and then they go to a veterinarian they know.
Exactly, yes. A number of different programs, basically a voucher or certificate program, most of which served the underserved populations of low-income community cats, stray and feral cats, and also the public as well through various campaigns several times a year for certificate sales at the Grange Co-op stores. So we will be increasing our ability to reach all portions of the population, but particularly want to continue our focus on underserved populations and be able to increase our volume.
So if you're up to 3,000 spay and neuter operations a year now, has it been this high for a long time?
No, we crept up there. At the beginning, it wasn't this high, and we became known to the veterinary community over the years and have developed partnerships with them.
So, Mike Maynard, tell us a bit about the procedure itself, the basics from the vet side. I mean, when we talk about high quality, high efficiency, and evidently high speed, I mean, how long does it take to do a procedure? And are there any particular difficulties for different breeds of dogs, for example?
It's going to depend on whether it's a spay or a neuter. Spay, of course, is going to take a little bit longer than a neuter procedure.
Spay for females, neuter
exactly,
for males.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. So in a high-quality, high-volume setting, we can usually go through a neuter or a spay surgery, within maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. You saw the look on my face. That's amazingly fast. 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
Somebody else preps, and then you just get in and do the work?
Correct. Yeah. So we have a team of highly trained technicians that kind of do the preparatory work, get our animals safely anesthetized and have good pain control meds on board for them. They get rolled into my surgery suite, and then I use some kind of specialized techniques that let me do everything safely and very quickly and efficiently. And we can get through a large volume of animals in a day that way.
Wow. I mean, what do you think would be the upper limits of the numbers of animals a day you could get through this clinic?
That's going to vary by the clinic and their protocols and procedures and the speed of the veterinarian. I think for our clinic, we're aiming to do about 25 to 30 animals a day to start, and we may increase those numbers a little bit as time goes on, but that's going to be our ballpark figure per day.
Okay, now it's not going on yet. I just want to remind people that this hasn't happened yet, but that SNP will be opening its own clinic in Talent. We haven't mentioned that yet. Sally Mackler is the director of SNP, Spay Neuter Your Pet. Mike Maynard is the veterinarian going to be doing the work at the new clinic. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. You may have some distinct feelings about spaying and neutering animals and the importance of it, or maybe you feel totally differently. Let's hear from you. Your thoughts on making sure that we get our dogs and cats fixed so that they can't make a whole lot of new dogs and cats. 800-838-3760 over the phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So was there a point at which you realized, Sally, that 3,000 a year was getting to be too much for the vets?
Yes. I think this began creeping up on us in the last, 18 to 24 months, where we realized that we were really having more people that needed the work done than were able to be serviced by the veterinary community. So we decided we needed to make some changes. And after doing some research and looking at what other people in other communities were doing, we decided this was the most efficient and best way for us to move forward, was to just take this on and do it ourselves.
In reading some of the thinking out loud you've put on the SNP website, I gather this was not something you just leaped to instantly. It took a fair amount of thinking.
Absolutely not. We were very reluctant to do so. It was a whole different ballpark for us. Running a business is a lot different than running a nonprofit where we would be offering certificates and vouchers. So it has changed the way we do things dramatically, but our end goal is to increase the number of surgeries that we can do so that we can prevent the births of unwanted animals. And we will be also helping the shelters neuter their animals before adoption, which is going to free up space in the shelters and allow them to move more homeless animals through, which is something different for us, which we hadn't done in the past.
How are you going to help the shelters do that? I mean, with your own facility or help them at their facility?
No, they will bring their animals to our facility, mm-hmm. and we'll neuter them there. Neuter and spay there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this facility is in Talent, is that right?
Correct.
And how did you come about deciding on the location and the particular space and that sort of thing?
The location just became available and was going to be used for a groomer. But it turned out that we were looking for space at the same time, and the space worked for us, and so we went with it, just dove in.
How big a space is it? And Mike Maynard, I mean, how much did you, first of all, what was the order of events? Did you hire Mike first, or did Mike come on board?
No, Mike came on board. Blessedly, he came on board in the last month or so. We found Mike. But we knew we were going to find someone, but he's the perfect match for us. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing that we hooked up together. So that's how it went. And we rented the facility or started leasing the facility and configuring it to our needs.
Where had you been before, Mike?
I was in Colorado, so I graduated from UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine in 2017, and then I went to Boulder, Colorado, and did a specialized internship in high-quality, high-volume surgery and shelter medicine at the Humane Society of Boulder Valley, and when that completed, I stayed in the Colorado region doing high-quality, high-volume spay, neuter, and shelter work while I was looking to relocate. And I was curious about this area, and I'd been looking at opportunities here, and this popped up and was absolutely perfect. And so I jumped on it and came in and spoke with all the SNP folks, and they are an awesome, fantastic team, and was a perfect fit, and here we are.
High quality, high volume gets said the same way every mm-hmm. time. Is this an actual training program at the UC Davis Veterinary Medical Center?
Not at UC Davis in particular, but it is a collection of well-recognized techniques that is taught in many programs. The ASPCA has a program that was formerly called Humane Alliance that many, many vet students and veterinary professionals go to learn these techniques. And these techniques have been disseminated to a lot of shelter programs and internships. And the internship I was at in Boulder, Colorado, at the Humane Society of Boulder Valley, taught these techniques to me there.
It sounds like quite an assembly line, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah, it certainly can be. Yeah, once you get all the techniques down, learning them and practicing them, it can be a well-oiled machine. But that keeps things efficient and safe. Safety is a big priority.
How much room does it take? If you're going to do 25 to 30 procedures a day, I mean, how much room do you have to for recovery for the animals to wake up from their treatment and keep the cats and dogs separate and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, so it's an excellent question. And you would be surprised. A lot of programs who do this sort of work actually do them on mobile trailer facilities. So in a lot of urban areas where transportation is limited for people, and access is actually limited not only by finances but by their location and the ability to get to a facility. A lot of programs use mobile trailers to go out in these communities and perform all these surgeries, and you would be shocked at how efficient and the number of things you can do in such a small space. So our clinic at SNP in Talent is you know, much larger than a mobile trailer, but I don't know the square footage off the top of my head. Maybe Sally knows it, but it's tight. It's, you know, probably the size of a few good office room spaces that you might fit a few cubicles in. But it's definitely more than a mobile trailer, and I think we've got all the space we need to do everything efficiently and safely.
So yeah. Was there a particular square footage you were looking for, Sally?
Well, of course, we wanted as much as we could get, but finances are always limited. So we took what we could get. We're at about 700 square feet, 700-800 square feet. So we have designed it specifically to make it very efficient. So I think it's all going to work.
Sally Mackler is the director of SNP, Spay Neuter Your Pet, based in the Rogue Valley, opening a clinic in Talent along about the middle of February, not doing appointments for the public, it looks like, until sometime in March. Mike Maynard will be the veterinarian doing the work at that clinic. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Questions, comments, thoughts about spaying and neutering pets to make sure that they don't make a whole lot of new pets or animals that won't be pets simply because there are so many of them. Your thoughts on the practice, or you know, on the other side, if you thought, you know, I just couldn't bear to get my dog fixed or get my cat spayed. Let's hear that too. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You were talking about serving underserved communities, and I wonder, Sally, if the idea of a mobile facility was part of the discussion that led to finally the idea of a fixed clinic in Talent.
Certainly, we thought about that. But we felt that we would be able to do more animals in a brick-and-mortar, one-position location. So we went with that as opposed to a mobile. Mm-hmm. Mobile units are extremely valuable, particularly in outlying rural areas where they don't have access to a veterinarian, where you can just come right in and set up and take care of the community. Even if you stay there for a couple of days, you could make a real dent in the population that way. But our base here is very mobile and very anxious and willing to come and get their animals fixed. So this made the most sense to us. And it is cat breeding season right now, so we are really urging people to be thinking about that. It's time to get your cats fixed immediately.
Mm-hmm. This is the time when they start making kittens. Is that right? Actually, it's a little earlier than that, isn't it?
Well, the breeding season is almost 365 days a year anymore.
Right,
but it's
a lot of kittens born in the spring, though, I recall.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In by the March, April, the shelters are going to be overloaded with kittens. Absolutely. So we'd like to make a dent in that population right away.
So talk about the original motivation behind SNP. I mean, there obviously have been people have been altering their pets for a long time now, but you saw a need for something that wasn't being delivered 22 years ago and went ahead and said, okay, we're going to do this instead.
You're absolutely right. There was a big void. I started out when I first moved here being a volunteer at the shelters and realized that there was... the preventive end of it was not being pursued very readily, and it was something that I had done where I had lived before, worked for a low-cost spay-neuter organization, and thought, well, I think we need to get that going. There are a lot of people that are volunteering at the shelters, and we need to look at the cause of the problem instead of the symptom of the problem and try and hit it on that end. It's much more efficient on all levels. It minimizes the suffering that's involved, which was my main focus, was to minimize that.
And over the 22 years of SNP, have you guys noticed any sort of a leveling off of the numbers coming into shelters? I mean, have you been able to see an impact like that?
Well, the shelters are always full. There are always people that are wanting to get their pet into the shelter. So I think it has improved. The cat population, I'm not so sure. Way too many kitties out there.
Yeah.
Dogs, I think we have seen a reduction in the number of dogs flowing through the shelter system, definitely.
So a little difference in cats and dogs there, Mike Maynard. I mean, are dogs likely to come up to people? I mean, you're not likely to see dogs go feral in quite the same way that you're going to see cats go into hiding, are you?
In general, yeah, that's true. Often you have, depending on the community and the municipality, you have different animal control regulations for dogs versus cats. So often dogs are a little more tightly regulated. If you see a stray dog, they often are getting taken in by animal control and going to a shelter, and then maybe they get scanned for microchip and they find their family, or they are adopted through the shelter through their to a new family, whereas cats often are a little less regulated, depending on the community, of course, in terms of animal control and being swept up and taken into the shelter system. And so they're often left to their own devices out in the community and end up breeding and proliferating there.
We are talking to the folks at SNP, Spay Neuter Your Pet, which is going to be opening a clinic in the Rogue Valley, its own clinic, instead of relying on the services of outside veterinarians. That'll open to the public probably sometime in March. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Barbara in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
My question is about the age of staying and neutering dogs and cats. I was trained as a veterinarian years ago, and everything I learned was that if you spay too early, it can cause a lot of problems later on. And I've heard that some animals are being neutered and spayed at 8 to 12 weeks old. Could you talk about that, please?
All right. Excellent question. Thanks for that, Barbara. Appreciate it. Mike Maynard?
Yes, I'm happy to talk about this. This is a very complex and interesting topic that we could probably do a whole show on. So there are a lot of recent research being done that's showing a lot of different results in terms of the risks and benefits that you get from spaying at different ages for dogs and cats. So in particularly large and giant breed dogs, so think your golden retrievers, your German shepherds, your Great Danes, your Newfoundlands, there is some research showing that if they're spayed or neutered before full musculoskeletal maturity, so before kind of their bones are finished growing, that can have some effects later in life on orthopedic diseases. So you may see more ACL ruptures, you may see more hip dysplasia, things like that. But there's also research that shows a female dog who's spayed before her first heat cycle has a much less chance of developing mammary cancer later in life. So you really have this mixture, and there's much more to it than that. There's many other types of cancers that your risk goes up or down depending on whether you're spayed early or later, and other diseases, and this can be breed-specific, it can be species-specific. And so no matter what time you spay or neuter, you're trading a risk, you're trading a combination of risks and benefits for the animal and for that individual. So in an ideal world, I think it is really best to have a conversation with your veterinarian about your particular animal, what breed they are, what age they are, the specific risks that they have for their situation, and determine the age that's best for them as an individual, rather than me saying, you know, this is the best age to do it for all animals regardless. It's really an individual choice. And so, yeah, it's a topic we could go on for on and on. But really, it's in an individual choice, and talk with your veterinarian about the best time. If you don't have a veterinarian and you're seeking services at SNP, we will be available to contact and try and talk through that decision process with you.
All right. Thanks again for the call, Barbara. Jennifer in Humboldt County, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mike Maynard and Sally Mackler.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the air.
Sure.
My question, actually it was a comment, is actually pretty connected to the last question about the age of spaying and neutering, because I wanted to mention, with cats in particular, that kittens can begin breeding and can become pregnant as early as 4 months of age. And a lot of people are surprised with a surprise litter because they didn't think their cat was old enough. And so as we come into breeding season, I want to encourage people to get their kittens from last year spayed and neutered. If they're 4 months or older, they definitely need to be fixed. And with regards to the last question, way, way more animals suffer and die because there are too many of them than because of being spayed or neutered too early. So I would like to encourage people to go for early age spaying and neutering.
All right, Jennifer, thank you for the thoughts. And Sally, that seems to echo what you've been saying right down the line.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. It's a trade-off, but a lot more suffering goes on because of unwanted litters, and that's our focus here.
I noticed that that there are some issues. You have targeted programs with the clinic for pit bulls and chihuahuas. Why some attention specifically to those breeds?
Those breeds are overpopulated for the most part. Our shelters are full of those two breed types. Pit bulls and chihuahuas seem to be the predominant breeds and taking up a lot of space in the shelters. So we would like to be able to have some programs that target those breeds specifically. We are looking to raise funds to be able to run those kinds of programs at a reduced cost.
Which brings us to the major question, I guess, about SNP's funding and what your sources are.
We rely completely on the public for donations and some grant writing, which we are desperately doing as
well.
Your
overhead certainly goes up with the clinic, I would think.
Yes, it definitely does. We have been very, very happy with the response from the community to our ask for support to try and help us get the doors open. So we say a big thank you to everyone that has contributed and tried to help us out. But in order for us to be able to continue our programs for the underserved, for the low income, for stray and feral cats, and for breed-specific programs to try and minimize the problems with pit bulls and chihuahua breeds, we do need financial support for that because we just need support. We're unable to afford it a reduced fee.
Mike Maynard, in about 20 seconds, what's the schedule for rolling out the clinic?
Mid-February, we're going to be serving community cats, so feral cats, and our local shelters. On March 1st, we're going to start setting appointments for public. So you can, on March 1st, go on our website and make your appointment for your spay, neuter, for your dog or cat, and those will begin in mid to late March.
And about what price range are we talking about for the spay, neuter procedures?
Well, we're looking at a significant reduction from what is currently available, up to around 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be much more affordable for the public in an effort to try and cut down on the unwanted litters. Our goal is not to compete with the veterinary community. It's simply to get as many animals spayed and neutered as we possibly can, especially your cats. Get them fixed now.
All right. Spay, neuter your pet. SNP. Sally Mackler is the director. Mike Maynard is going to be the veterinarian of the new clinic in Talent opening up soon. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.